Dan and Leslie McLeod operate one of the more unusual businesses in Ventura County. Camarillo-based Crime Point supplies custom surveillance equipment to law enforcement agencies.
It sort of grew as a byproduct of his frustrations with vendors and equipment that he was having to deal with in his capacity as a law enforcement officer and sergeant. He wasn't able to get his hands on the tools that he really needed to do his law enforcement work more effectively and safely. So he started putting together his own equipment, surveillance vans for his own agency, and then building over the next few years on a part-time basis, we started offering equipment and services to other law enforcement agencies.
Leslie McLeod says business has been good during the company's now decade-old history, but they needed help in figuring out how to grow it.
He has a business degree. My background is in public relations and marketing, and so we had some understanding, but running a manufacturing operation, there is a whole lot more to it than either of us had a lot of expertise in, and so we felt it was very important to take advantage of available resources to help supplement what we knew and what we needed to know.
The McLeods use a nonprofit economic development agency intended to help local businesses get started, grow, and prosper.
Our long title is the Economic Development Collaborative of Ventura County. We're a nonprofit corporation dedicated to public-private partnership where we invest in services to grow the economy, to help small businesses grow and create great jobs for Ventura County residents. The way we're structured is our governing board consists of a city council member from each of the 10 cities, two members of the county board of supervisors, and then about 20 private sector business leaders from throughout the county. They all invest in us to have the capital and the resources to provide services to businesses and help grow the economy.
Bruce Densley is president and CEO of what's known in short as EDC-VC. He describes some of the free services it provides for the small business community.
We are a lender. We have capital made available to us, in some cases by the cities, the county, local banks, and the U.S. Department of Commerce, and we make loans to businesses to help them grow and add employees. Our niche in lending, we make loans to businesses that have the opportunity with capital to grow, but who have difficulty in accessing commercial credit. Our other services are primarily in small business consulting. We put experts in front of businesses who know that they don't know the business better than that business owner does. We can help them look at things like how can they better manage their cash, how can they better identify their customer market.
The latest addition to the nonprofit agency is a new small business development center. It's the rebirth of a program which closed recently.
This is funding from the U.S. Small Business Administration. A component of that SBA nationally is to fund what they call small business development centers. Pretty well the whole country is covered by a network of these centers. That service had, from about 2006 until the end of 2009, been provided through Ventura College. Ventura College bowed out, and we developed a relationship with the SBA to begin providing the service effective July 1 of 2010.
The new incarnation of the center is a part of the Los Angeles Regional Small Business Development Center network. The center is one of six now operated as a public service under the umbrella of the Long Beach Community College District. A combination of federal and local funding will put free consulting services at the fingertips of local businesses in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties.
The center is our office here in Camarillo, near the corner of Carmen and Las Poses. We have resources for businesses that can talk to one of our staff or our consultants and get some orientation or access other library materials. And we also provide this service in Santa Barbara County as well. So we're working on relationships and building relationships in Santa Barbara to make sure that we get the capacity to provide service there. What we need to do is have businesses simply be aware of who we are, give us a call, and we can very quickly and efficiently provide some service at no cost, confidentially, and help them grow their business.
The EDC-VC's Bruce Densley says it takes much more than a good idea for a business to be successful, especially with the slumping economy.
It's really helping people develop the business plan, because often what we discover is that small business owners are genius in the craft and the creativity about what it means to be running a restaurant. But of course, what they discover as they're running a restaurant is that it requires a whole bunch of other skills and considerations about how they manage cash flow, how they manage personnel, how they access a line of credit to make sure they can continue the cash flow and keep growing, and all those different things. And what we do is we sit down with businesses and help them think through their entire business plan.
Ramon Rochin is another business owner helped by the Business Collaborative. He's co-owner of Oxnard-based Electronic Sales and Use Tax Incorporated, which publishes tax software for businesses and tax preparers.
It's more more of like a counseling, mentoring, and also training. Even though we've been in business for 9 years, found out that, you know, maybe we should do things a little differently.
The collaborative's Bruce Stensley says many of the small businesses coming to them for help in 2008 and 2009 were just trying to figure out how to survive. Now he sees more looking at long-term plans and even expansion.
We spent a lot of time working with businesses and trying to figure out what do they need to do to contract and look forward and maintain their balance during the kind of turbulent economy that we've had the last couple of years. Actually, we're seeing a lot less of that now. A lot of businesses are coming in with opportunities to grow. We see a lot of people coming in with new business ideas that aren't just a desperate attempt to figure out how do they make money in an economy where it's hard to get a job, but recognizing new opportunities as the economy evolves.
And the Economic Development Collaborative is hoping that the new Small Business Development Center will give local businesses in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties a new tool to help them stay healthy and grow. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.